Clark County Official Local Voters Pamphlet, February 11, 2025, Special Election, Hawkinson School District Edition. Stay informed. Website: clarkvotes.org. Phone: 564-397-2345. Published by the Clark County Auditor's Office. You must sign and date your return envelope in order for your ballot to be counted. Sign in the signature box that has your name printed on the envelope. If you registered to vote online, or when you obtained your driver's license, the signature on your driver's license is the signature in your voter registration record. If you are unsure about the signature in your voter registration record, we encourage you to call the elections office at 564-397-2345. We can provide a description of the signature you used when you registered to vote. Do not sign someone else's name, even if you have power of attorney. Voting over the phone by having someone else fill out and sign your ballot is against the law. Voters can call us at 564-397-2345 to learn about the options for voting while they are out of town. Drop boxes are available if you don't want your ballot or signature to go through the mail. Sign up to receive text messages regarding your ballot status. Text the word VOTE to 868-392. VOTE WA. Registering to vote. Registering takes only a few minutes, and you may do it by mail or online at votewa.gov. You may also complete a new voter registration form. Contact the elections office by mail, email, or phone for more information. The deadline to receive new voter registrations and voter updates to existing registrations online, by phone, or by mail is 4 p.m. Monday, February 3, 2025. Lost or damaged ballot? If you lose your ballot or it becomes damaged, you can obtain a replacement ballot by contacting the Elections Office. Clark County Elections Office. Phone: 564-397-2345. Relay: 711 or 877-833-6341. Email: elects@clark.wa.gov. Mailing address: P.O. Box 8815, Vancouver, Washington 98666-8815. Street address: 1408 Franklin Street, Vancouver. Front panel photo by Becca Harpain on Unsplash. Hawkinson School District Number 98. Proposition Number 9. Bonds to construct, expand, and modernize school facilities. The Board of Directors of Hawkinson School District Number 98 adopted Resolution Number 24-25-02, concerning a proposition to relieve overcrowding and provide safe, modern facilities. This proposition would authorize the district to construct a new elementary school, expand and modernize Hawkinson Heights Elementary School, classroom building addition to replace portables, Hawkinson Middle School, covered playground addition, and Hawkinson High School, CTE building addition, multi-use field slash track for student slash community use, make district-wide lighting and safety upgrades, issue $87,750,000 of general obligation bonds, maturing within 21 years, and levy annual excess property taxes to repay the bonds, all as provided in Resolution Number 24-25-02. Should this proposition be? To vote, use your official ballot. Explanatory Statement. This proposition authorizes school construction bonds to 1. Build a second elementary school in Hawkinson to reduce overcrowding. 2. Improve traffic flow, reduce the use of portable classrooms, and install automatic lockdown capabilities at Hawkinson Heights Elementary School. 3. Update safety and security at all schools. 4. Create a high school career and technical education facility. 5. Improve outdoor facilities, including replacing the high school track and field, for student and community use. The $87,750,000 of general obligation bonds will be repaid from annual excess property taxes, sufficient to pay bond debt service over a maximum term of 21 years. Statement 4. Hawkinson schools are the heart of our community, where we gather for concerts, sports, plays, and community events. It is our responsibility to maintain safe, quality facilities for today's students and future generations. The proposed bond represents a modest investment. An estimated 68 cents per $1,000 of assessed property value. That's about $43 per month for an owner of a $750,000 home. These funds will address urgent needs, like building a second elementary school to relieve overcrowding and updating our current elementary. The bond also includes safety updates at all schools and projects that strengthen opportunities for students, including a career and technical education, CTE, building to prepare them for life after graduation. Our 21-year-old athletic track and field will be replaced with a new track and multi-use synthetic turf field. This will reduce maintenance costs and enable year-round use for students, student athletes, and community members. Currently, our athletes must travel and rent facilities for post-season competitions, resulting in additional costs. Investing in these updates ensures our schools remain competitive with neighboring districts and gives our students access to the facilities they deserve. Delaying these projects will only increase costs. Hawkinson High School, built in 2003 for $16.1 million, would cost over $150 million to replicate now. The bonds passed by previous generations created the Hawkinson we know today. Now, it's our turn to invest in our future. Every vote matters. Let's vote yes for our schools, our students, and our community. Hawkinson kids are worth it. Rebuttal of statement against. Quality schools require community support. Unlike other taxes, bond dollars stay local. These projects address critical needs like overcrowding, school safety, and job readiness skills. Tax exemptions support low-income seniors, and improved school facilities enhance Hawkinson property values. Modern artificial turf prioritizes safety and durability, enabling year-round use like at all other 16 GSHL schools. Other districts are in financial crisis. The HSD is transparent, efficient, and has an A-plus credit rating. Learn more. Statement 4 and rebuttal of statement against, submitted by Courtney Tomlinson, Chair. Email hocikinsonbond@gmail.com. Website yeshockinson.org. Natalie Hessel, Megan McChesney. Statement against. Quote, $44 a month, end quote, is deceptive. Property owners already pay $2.98 per thousand of assessed value. This would increase the tax burden to $3.69 per thousand. Hawkinson's average assessed value is $750,000. Adding the bond, the average homeowner would be paying $2,767 per year for schools. Low and fixed income neighbors can't afford this. The state projects a $10 billion plus deficit and will raise other taxes. The county is projected to increase property and other taxes. Fire District 3 passed a massive increase that hits in 2025. The elderly and disabled property tax exemption helps very few people. Maximum qualifying income is $62,000 per household. A couple collecting SS and a small pension is easily over that. HSD is running single parents and lifelong residents out of their homes. Unwise resource usage. HSD receives roughly $15,000 per student from federal, state, and local resources. The high school has CTE space for CAD, woodshop, and welding, areas currently used for storage and arts. They offer a variety of other CTE classes in conventional classrooms. Needs beyond these can be met by Cascadia Tech. Unsafe and expensive. Artificial turf is unsafe and costs 3 times more than properly designed and constructed grass fields. Mount Sinai Children's Environmental Health Center opposes artificial turf because, quote, children are uniquely vulnerable to harmful exposures from artificial turf surfaces, end quote. Which is worse, portable classrooms or a playing field containing carcinogens, neurotoxins, and, quote, forever chemicals, end quote, being paid for over 21 years, but needing to be replaced in 10 years. Protect our kids and elders. Vote no. Rebuttal of Statement 4. all except the wealthy are struggling with rising prices and taxes. We've had to tighten our belts, find creative alternatives, prioritize. HSD needs to as well. HSD values safety. Voters already rejected toxic turf by a landslide. The heart of our community are retired farmers, loggers, homemakers, builders, whose families have been here for generations. Let's care for everyone. Follow our Facebook page for documentation and creative alternatives to meet HSD needs. New information regularly. Statement against and rebuttal of statement 4, submitted by Connie Keene, Chair. Email hsdresponsibleespending@gmail.com. Facebook page. Hawkinson Citizens for Responsible HSD Spending. Carolyn Schultz Rathbun. Stephen Mosier. For the complete text of the resolutions, please visit CLARK.WA.GOV/FEBRUAY-11-2025-SPECIAL-ECTION. Measure statements are printed exactly as submitted. Clark County Elections does not correct punctuation, grammar, typos, or inaccurate information. Please recycle this pamphlet.